Title: Drum Variation Without Changing the Break. Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing a very drum and bass specific skill that instantly makes your tracks feel more real, getting a break to evolve over time without swapping it out. Because in DNB, the break is often the engine. You want that hypnotic rolling momentum, but you also need a story across 16, 32, 64 bars. So the goal is movement, tension, little hype moments while the actual break loop stays the same. By the end of this, you'll have a clean 16-bar drum arrangement built from one break, with variations every bar, plus bigger moments at bar 8 and bar 16. And you'll have a repeatable workflow you can reuse in every project. Let's jump in. Step 0. Choose and prep your break. Drag a break into an audio track. Any classic works. Amen. Think. Funky drummer or whatever break you like. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, try transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 60 to 80. That's a sweet spot that keeps your hits punchy, but doesn't make it sound like it's being chopped into dust. Now set your project tempo. Typical DNB is 172 to 175 BPM. Pick something like 174 as a standard. Your goal here is simple. A break that loops cleanly and still punches. Now step 1. Make a drum control rack. This is where you keep the break content the same, but you give yourself a few performance knobs to create variation. On your break track, add an auto effects rack. Then put three devices inside it in this order. First, EQ8. Add a high pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove rumble. If it sounds boxy, do a gentle cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to redesign the break, we're just cleaning it. Second, drum bus. Set drive around 3 to 8%. Crunch can be 0 to 10 depending on taste. Keep boom at 0 for now, because in DNB, your kick and sub usually handle the low end, not the break. Damp somewhere around 10 to 30% to keep it tight. Third, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're not smashing it. You're just making it feel like one confident drum performance. Now here's the big workflow win. Map a few macros so you can automate vibe changes fast. Macro 1. Map to an EQ filter frequency. This becomes your tone sweep knob. Macro 2. Map to drum bus drive. Macro 3. Map to drum bus damp. Macro 4. Map to glue threshold. Teacher tip. As a beginner, don't automate 20 things. Pick 2 or 3 control lanes and commit. Tone, space, and density. If you do that, your variations sound intentional instead of random. Next, step 2. Set up return tracks for throws. Returns are how you add excitement without washing out the whole loop. In DNB, the secret is short, intentional moments of space. Not permanent reverb soup. Create return as a short room. Put hybrid reverb or just reverb on it. Small to medium size. Decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. Then add EQ8 after the reverb. High pass around 200 Hz and low pass somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. This keeps the room effect clean and stops it from messing with your low end and harsh highs. Now return B. A tempo delay. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. If you want bounce, try dotted 3/16. Feedback around 20 to 40%. Filter out the lows below about 200 Hz. After echo, add utility. If the delay is getting too wide or messy, pull the width down a bit. Somewhere like 60 to 100% depending on your track. The point is, the main punch stays stable. The throw adds flavor. Coach note here. Gain staging matters. Keep your returns conservative. If the returns are too loud, you'll end up turning down your entire drum track just to cope, and then the break loses impact. Automate sends up for a moment, then back down. Spotlight moments, not constant change. Cool. Step 3. Movement without new samples, using clip envelopes and automation. Even if your break is looping as the same clip, you can create performance style variations. Click the break clip. Go to envelopes in clip view. First easy move, volume micro dips. Choose mixer, then track volume. Draw tiny dips, like -1 to -3 dB, on little hat clusters or snare tails every couple bars. This is not an EDM chop, it's a feel thing. It creates tiny breaths in the groove. Second move, transient feel using that beats warp envelope value. Duplicate your clip for different sections if needed. One clip can be set to 50 or 60 for a tighter, choppier vibe. Another can be 80 or 90 to let it ring more naturally. It's still the same break. You're just changing how it's being presented. Third move, automate your macro filter sweep and arrangement. A classic DNB gesture is the last half bar before a phrase. Sweep down so it gets darker, like down to 200 to 500 HC, then snap back on the downbeat. That snapback is the drop feeling, even inside a drum loop. Also, a super clean variation trick. Instead of big filter sweeps, do a DJ-style quick high cut. Just one beat before a section change. Roll off the highs a bit, then instantly bring them back. It's subtle and it sounds like a mixer move. Now step 4. Add variation by layering around the break, not replacing it. Create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rock on it. Add a tight closed hat, maybe a ride or shaker one shot, and a rim or ghost snare. Optional, a clap layer for hype sections later. Now program a simple offbeat hat pattern. So you're hitting on the end of the beat, that classic DNB push. Blend is everything. Put EQ8 on the hat channel and high pass around 300 to 600 HC so it doesn't fight the break body. Then vary your velocities. Don't do all 100s. Try hits in the range of 35 to 75. The groove instantly sounds more human. Here's the glue move. Extract groove from the break. Right-click the break clip, extract groove. Then apply that groove to your MIDI hat clip, around 40 to 70%. Now your layer sits inside the break's pocket instead of arguing with it. And another musical idea, call and response using layers. For example, in bars 3 to 4, add a quiet little reply hit right after the snare. Then remove it for bars 5 to 6. Bring it back slightly louder in 7 to 8. You didn't touch the break, but the listener hears phrasing. Now step 5, fills without changing the break. This is where DNB gets spicy, but we're keeping it beginner-friendly. Method A is simple. Duplicate and microslice at phrase ends. In arrangement view, duplicate your break clip so you have a 16-bar section. At the end of bar 8 and bar 16, we're going to do tiny edits. Bullet the clip into 1/4 or 1/8 chunks in the final bar. Then do 1 or 2 edits. That's the rule. 1 or 2. Maybe repeat a snare slice twice, or stutter a kick slice for the last half beat. Important, add tiny fades on those slices so you don't get clicks. Or cut near zero crossings if you know what you're doing, but fades are the beginner-friendly lifesaver. Method B is resampling, which is basically printing your own variation as Audino. Create a new Audivo track. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars while your break is playing with your rack and your return throws. Now you have a printed version that includes your performance moves. From that recording, you can do things like reverse a tiny tail, like a 1/16 just before a snare, to create that suction, menacing pull, or do a fast mute on beat 4 for a suckin' effect. Again, fades to avoid clicks. Key mindset, you're not changing the break source. You're creating performance variation and edits around it. Now step 6. Let's build a clean 16-bar story. This is the part where your loop becomes music. Here's a template you can follow. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the groove. Keep the break mostly dry. A tiny bit of return room send is fine. Minimal hat layer, just enough to suggest motion. Bars 5 to 8. Add push. Increase drum bus drive a touch, like 1 or 2%. Bring in the offbeat hats more clearly. Then automate one snare delay throw on a single snare hit. Push return B send up briefly, then bring it back down immediately. Bar 8. Mini fill. Either a quick 1/8 stutter at the very end, or that quick low pass move and snap back. Keep it short. You want the groove to keep rolling. Bars 9 to 12. Answer. Darker. Automate the macro filter slightly lower across this section, like a gentle darker tilt. You can increase the room a tiny bit for weight and introduce a very quiet coast snare layer. Very quiet. This should be felt more than heard. Bars 13 to 16. Hype up. Add a rider shaker layer. Increase throw moments slightly. And at the end of bar 16, do your bigger fill. Bigger doesn't mean longer. It means a bit more noticeable. Still short. Still DJ friendly. Quick coaching move. Drop locators every 4 bars. Name them A1, A2, B1, fill. When you automate, aim to make each locator feel like a different chapter. That's how you get arrangement out of one loop. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. First, over-editing. If you stutter every bar, the groove collapses. The DNB needs momentum. Pick your moments. Second, random automation with no phrasing. Think in 2, 4, 8, 16-bar blocks. If it feels like a DJ could mix it, you're on the right track. Third, layers fighting the break. If your hats smear the transients, shorten them, lower velocity, or carve more low mids out. Fourth, too much reverb on the whole break. Use sends, do throws. Don't drown the loop. Fifth, Clicks from edits. Fades are non-negotiable. Now, two quick pro flavored options you can try if you want extra variation without risk. 1. The Ghost Mew trick using autopan. Put autopan on the break track, set amount to 0 so it does nothing. Set phase to 0 degrees so it acts like tremolo, not panning. Then automate amount up to maybe 30 to 60% for just the last 1/16 or 1/8 of a bar. That creates a stuttery dip without slicing audio. Super safe, super reversible. 2. The snare spotlight trick. Make an audio effect rock with dry and spotlight chains. On spotlight, use EQ8 to bandpass it. Cut below 200 Hz, cut above 7 to 10 Khz, and gently boost around 1.5 to 3.5 Khz. Add a saturator after it. Keep spotlight at zero most of the time, then automate it up briefly at phrase ends. The listener hears something new, but you didn't change the break. All right, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 to 20 minutes. Pick one break and loop 16 bars. Create return a room and return B echo. Create your drum control rack with macros, filter, drive, damp, glue threshold. Add one MIDI hat layer, offbeat 1/8, and apply groove extraction from the break. Then add exactly 3 variations. At bar 4, quick room throw on 1 snare. At bar 8, 1/8 stutter for the last half beat. At bar 16, low pass sweep down and snap back like a drop. Rule: don't swap the break. Don't add a new break. Only variation through automation, throws, edits, and layers. To finish, a quick self-test. Mute your layers. Does the break still feel like it evolves across the 16 bars? If yes, your automation and phrasing are working. Then unmute the layers. Does it get more exciting without getting cluttered? If yes, you're doing drum and bass the right way. And that's the whole concept. One break, endless story. If you tell me which break you're using and what subgenre you're aiming for, liquid, jump up, neuro, jungle, I can suggest a specific bar-by-bar plan with what to automate, when, and roughly how much.